Father, we give you the praise and the honor for tonight. Thank you for your word. Blessed be your name because of everyone here tonight. Thank you for what you will do in the lives of all. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Help me shake three hands around you and tell them, congratulations, something good is happening to you. Something good is happening to you. And tell somebody else, you will be the next to testify. Give the Lord a big praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to trust the Lord to be as sharp as possible because I'll be talking to singles and then talking also to the married. And I am speaking on the subject marital and family breakthrough. Marital and family breakthrough. Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 22 to 29, Ephesians chapter 5, you say, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is the savior of the body. Keep going, I'll go all the way to verse 29. For therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, and he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This evening, I want to let us know that the reason for this meeting, this particular meeting, is not because we have the need on ourselves to give ourselves more work to do. Because you know, if you know of the kind of schedule that we run, the crusade schedule, daily prayer meeting, early will I seek you, worship wonders night, I mean, writing seeds of destiny, music, everything. But when you look at the rate at which relationships are failing, the rate at which marriages collapse, in those days it used to be an issue with the world, but now within the church, among church members, among church workers, even ministers of the gospel, relationship failure, marital failure, it is a great cause for concern. And these are things that are beyond just praying for people. I remember myself and my wife, we have sat down with couples, counsel for 1 hour, counsel for 2 hours, 3 hours. One day we're with some, I think we counseled till about past 12 midnight to 1 a.m. in the night, from around 6 or so. They heard everything we said. At the end, they still went and divorced. You know, so we have such cases, and that is the necessity why this becomes so, so important. Tonight, family, marital, and family breakthrough. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, it said, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. But true knowledge shall the just be delivered. That passage makes it clear that knowledge brings breakthrough. Knowledge brings deliverance. And so if we are to experience family breakthrough, marital breakthrough, young man, young woman, you successfully got married, and successfully remain married, there are things to know. Married couples, to have a marriage that you are enjoying and not enduring. You are enjoying, not enduring. Because there are few people enjoying their marriages. Multitudes are enduring their marriages. There are things to know. Let me start with the singles. What are the things to do in order to have breakthrough in marriage, in getting married? Number one is the God first mentality. I am not going to deal on that extensively anymore because that is what the woman of God, Dr. Mrs. Becky Enenche, dealt with. We didn't cross-check notes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Let the most important driving force of your life be God. And putting all other factors into consideration, it is not possible to miss it in marriage. The God first mentality. Number two is a clear vision for the future. A clear vision for the future. Genesis chapter 13 verse 14 to verse 15. And the Lord God said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. I'm reading verse 15, you are still on verse 14. And to thy seed. Whatever you can't see happening for you will never happen for you. What you don't see coming never comes. I never contemplated a crisis-full marriage. It never crossed my mind that one day my wife and I will sit down for somebody to settle case. It was not in the picture. The same thing that happened to me in the medical school, where it never crossed my mind one day that I could fail an exam. A clear vision of the future. What exactly you look forward to experiencing. It's not a wish. It's not just a desire. It's a vision backed with action. You know that you can't have a marriage that fails. Number three, the service of the Father. And the vision of the future made me to have marriage models in Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. First of all, T.L. and Daisy Osborne. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Charles and Frances Hunter. They were models of husband and wife ministers that were married in ministry. I saw all of that. I liked it. I pictured it. And by his mercies, here we are. Number three is the service of the Father. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless you. A wife is a blessing. He shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren. You see? Once you are serving the Lord, marriage is not a question. He crossed marriage straight to fruitfulness. It's not saying you may marry. No. Marriage is a walkover. I'm not talking of you shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. He shall give you a husband. He shall give you a wife. He didn't branch there at all. Getting a husband was concluded. Getting a wife was concluded. He went straight to fruitfulness. That is why I stand here to announce today, anyone serving God faithfully, every embargo placed on your marital destiny is hereby broken. How did Rachel get a husband? Genesis chapter 29. She was keeping the flock of her father. And she took the flock to water. In verse 6,
And he said unto them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And behold, Rachel his daughter cometh with the sheep. And before they could finish talking, Rachel came. Long story made short. Jacob saw Rachel, fell in love with her. And that began his marriage journey. The service of the father. I like you to know that service is a covenant. That is, there is something to do, and that is service. And there is something God will do, and that is the blessing. Singles, maintain the God first mentality. Possess a clear vision for the future. Be in the service of the Father. Number three, the prayer for life, for perfection of life. If there is any prayer that anybody will pray above praying for a husband or a wife, is praying for perfection of life. In the book of Psalm 138 verse 8, the Bible says, the Lord will perfect all that concerneth me. There are people that are not yet married because there is something inside their life that is lacking and is needed for the husband they should marry or the wife. In Romans chapter 1 verse 11, Paul the apostle said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. Now we can say it another way. I'm looking forward to you. I want to deposit what will cause you to be established in life. There are things that may be lacking in our lives that may be necessary for establishment spiritually, even establishment maritally. There are people that have anger that is so terrible that if God allowed them to marry in that anger, the marriage cannot last for 2 months. There are those who are so arrogant that if God allows them to marry with that pride, the marriage cannot have their first anniversary. So, there are those who are saying, Lord, just check me. Look at me. What is in me that is there that may be a hindrance to my future? Take it off. Number four is dealing with limiting spells and curses. Dealing with limiting spells and curses. Maybe you look around your life and around your family, and you realize that marriages don't work. Aunties, uncles, either they are no longer married, or they are in their second or third marriages. I heard a preacher said, everybody he knew in his family was divorced. Everybody, all aunties, all uncles, everybody. And he was at the verge of divorce. And he said, I want to fight this battle so that I don't transfer this divorce to my children. But that did not happen. That couldn't happen. You don't need to get there already married before you deal with it. You deal with it before you marry. While you look around your life and look around yourself and you see the spells around your loved ones, you make up your mind. What has affected everybody, I must escape it. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Maybe it's not even a spell on everybody. Maybe there is something on yourself as a person that you are not aware of. Lord, every spell, every embargo placed on my life that is fighting my marital destiny, I reject, I refuse right now. Somebody say aloud, amen. Dealing with limiting spells and curses. Number six is dealing with emotional or psychological ties. There are people who are not married today because they are emotionally tied to somebody else. or they are psychologically tied to somebody else. Maybe somebody they had relationship with in time past. Maybe somebody they love to marry, even if the person didn't approach them for marriage. It could be on both sides. And they are tied to the person. In Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 31, the Bible said, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh." There are some who are not one flesh, but they are one mind, one emotion, one in their psyche. There is even something they call soul tie, where people have been immorally related with each other in time past, or even have pledged to marry each other, or even entered blood covenants, but they didn't marry again. And in the realm of the spirit, they appear married. So the people who should get, the one who should get married to them in the physical is seeing a barrier. He can't approach them. Those must be dealt with, broken. Right now I decree, every emotional, psychological tie around the life of anyone here, I command it broken in the name of Jesus. Number 7 is sowing the seeds of goodwill and prayer in others. The seeds of goodwill and prayer. The seeds of goodwill and prayer. Mike Murdock said, "What you make happen for others, God makes happen for you." Job chapter 42 and in verse 10. "And God turned the captivity," and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. When you hear that somebody is getting married, be excited. So goodwill. Don't be angry. Don't feel frustrated. Don't be irritated. Be excited. In fact, pick up somebody who is more delayed than yourself. "I am 30 years old and I'm not yet married." There is this one that is 47 years old and is not yet married. "Father, give her a husband before me. Do her own first." I've heard testimonies in this church where people came for healing and deliverance service. And someone said, "Lord, that person is more sick than myself. This person has more problems. Father, help this one first." And in the process of praying for that person, they got help. Seeds of goodwill. To the upright, thou will show yourself upright. Psalm 18 verse 25. "With the merciful you will show yourself merciful." When you show mercy on others, God shows you mercy. "With the upright, you will show yourself upright." Seeds of goodwill. Seeds. I like you to do these things I'm saying practically. You return with testimonies. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number 8 is close on to that. Function in kindness, goodness, and friendliness. Function in kindness, in goodness, in friendliness. Anybody who must have friends, Proverbs 18 verse 24, must show himself friendly. Somebody say amen. In Genesis 24 verse 15 to 19, we saw the example of Rebecca. When the servant of Abraham was asking for water for himself, Rebecca said, "I will give you water. I will also give your camels." Before she could finish talking, the man lifted up his hand and said, "Lord, thank you for making my journey short. I have already found the wife that I am looking for my master's son." Because he prayed. The girl, the person that I will say, "Give me water," who will also say, "I will give you water, I will also give your camels." Let that be the girl. That was how Rebecca got her husband. What of Moses? Moses was sitting on the well when the daughters of Jethro came. in Exodus 2 verse 16 to 20. And Moses rose to the occasion. As the shepherds were looking for the trouble of these girls, he rose to the occasion, drove out the shepherds, and watered the flock. And the children got home. And the father said to them, "How come you came so early today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us, and watered the flock." And he said unto his daughters, "And where is the man? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread." The rest is history. They called him. That was how he got his wife, got his job, and got everything. Am I communicating? Listen, it is not a proof of spirituality to have your face frowning all the time. It is not proof of seriousness of mind, serious mindedness. It can close your door. There are some young ladies, some young men, ladies and men, that people are afraid of, and they are not yet married. If they are afraid, it was God that made me marry. That's this true confession. Because I was very, very serious. I was so serious that only two people of the feminine gender could come close. Sister Becky and one other one. Then, I was seriously on fire. So much so that when she told her mother about me as being the potential husband, the mother said, "Eh? That man that does not smile, will you be able to cope with him? And you are smiling all the time." But God knew my sincerity. So he helped me by his grace. I had that very serious sense of humor inside, and all of it was bottled inside. But in that season of my life, I was pursuing so much. There was so much I was pursuing. So I was so intense. Alright? For the rest of you seated here tonight, please calm down. I'm talking to you from experience. There are sisters that nobody can greet. A person. Walking as if your leg does not touch the ground. "Sister, good afternoon. Bless you. Where are you going? Where are you going?" If somebody does not have the capacity to come close to you, how do they know the kind of person you are? If you put a wall and a barrier all around your life, you can't greet, you can't answer greeting. You can't smile. While I was writing this, the Lord said that not all cases of marital delay is spiritual. Most times we are blaming the devil for what he knows nothing about. You know, one day somebody saw a revelation where the devil was crying. He said, "Satan, why are you crying?" He said, "It's too much. The bad name is too much." He said, "The bad name is too much. The bad name. What I don't know about, they say I'm the one. Where I have not been, they say I've gone there. Even what I didn't do at all. Even what the people themselves did with their life, they say I'm the one." He said, I don't know what I did to get this kind of bad name. Satan crying for badness of name. Am I communicating? Be nice. It's not... It doesn't make you cheap. It only makes you a quality person. Some people say, "Okay, if I'm so nice, maybe they think I'm making advances." Nothing like that. You see somebody struggling to write, his pen is not working. Offer him your own. Yes, it's possible. Do you need a pen? It's not that you are going to marry. It's not compulsory. Am I communicating? The fact that you offered him a pen and he said, can I have your phone number? It's not compulsory to say, okay, have my phone number. You can start discussion from there. And by the time the discussion commences from there, and he's not the kind of person you want to marry, you don't have to say yes. In our place, they say you don't reject a call. What you reject is the content of the call. If somebody say, come, yes. You say, take alcohol, drink, no. The call, yes. Content of the call, drink, no. Am I communicating at all? Are you hearing something at all? So relax a little bit. Don't behave like the whole world is crashing on your head. Relax a little bit. Once in a while, think about something that will amuse you. And you are walking by yourself smiling. If you will do this thing, maybe by this time next month, you will offer me cola nut. Like somebody offered us cola nut in Bauchi. He said, I welcome you. I don't know what to give you this cola nut. I just... He brought it to me. I said, well, I'm not sure. Give my wife. I think it's women that cook food. Whether they will cook the cola nut or not, I don't know what to do with it. Hallelujah! Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Help me shake three hands around you and tell them, relax, relax, relax. Good things are coming your way. Good things are happening for you. Good things are coming your way. Good things are happening for you. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Don't let potential husband be frightened away. Don't let potential wife be scared away. Be a person. Function in kindness. Function in goodness. Function in friendliness. It doesn't make you weak. I can be very, very jovial. My wife said that some people see my side of them. Excited, how are you? How are you? They don't see the opposite side. There is a lion side that most people should pray not to see. Hallelujah. Amen. That was number 8. Function in goodness and kindness. That was where I stopped. But I'll give the 2 numbers according to how the Holy Ghost quickened me. Number 9, function in spiritual sensitivity. Spiritual sensitivity. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Don't let your eyes lead you. Don't let car lead you. Function with spiritual sensitivity. And don't take signals for granted. A man that can kill his wife will manifest some character in courtship. A man that can slap you will manifest something during your relationship. Some young lady told me 3 statements that the man he was going to marry said to her. 3 statements. I said, what? He said this with his mouth? She said, yes. I said, are you sure of that relationship? She said, I'm thinking about it. Next time she comes and says, oh, I'm fully sure. That marriage, I don't think it lasted up to 2 years. There are signals, signs. Telltale signs. Spiritual sensitivity. And number 10. Function in forgiveness. This point and the other point is not contradictory. Sensitivity shows you signs. Who to marry, who not to marry. Forgiveness is refusing a situation where there is a man who hurt you. He has married already, but you are still holding him. Mark chapter 11 verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive. He has married already, but you are holding him. The girl has married already, but you are holding her. When you function like that, you hold yourself in the past, and you are unable to step into the future. I believe that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Go through those points again. Number one, maintain the God first mentality. Number two, a clear vision for the future. Number three, the service of the Father. Four, praying for the perfection of life. Five, deal with limiting spells and curses. Six, dealing with emotional and psychological ties. Eight, sowing the seeds of goodwill and prayer into the lives of others. And then functioning in kindness, goodness, and friendliness. Functioning in spiritual sensitivity. And then functioning in forgiveness. I believe the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Lift your right hand and say, Father, thank you for your word today in Jesus' name. Let me go to the married couples. The married couples. What should a man or a woman bring into a relationship to make such a relationship successful, beautiful, worth it? What should someone bring into a relationship to make such a relationship successful, make such a relationship beautiful, to make it work? Number one, the presence of God. Quality spirituality. Woman, be genuinely spiritual and carry God's presence. Let your husband feel God. Man, carry the presence of God and be genuinely, authentically spiritual. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12. The Bible said, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. One cord is the man, the second cord is the woman, and the third cord is God. When the three are knit together, it's not quickly broken. The woman of God just mentioned about unequal yoking. When you marry somebody who is at a lower spiritual level or even zero spiritual level than yourself, his lack of spirituality becomes demanding on your spirituality. You are just dried up. You are just emptied up. Your prayer effort, fasting effort, worship effort, all this effort is nullified by the negative effort of the other person. It's an uphill task. And nobody can be genuinely spiritual and not be a good wife. Nobody can be genuinely spiritual and not be a good husband. I mean, very genuine. The presence of God, carry it into your relationship. Number two is unconditional love. Unconditional love. I am with my wife in the house. I wake up in the mornings hearing her listening to one message or the other that I preached. If she's listening to 100 messages, 99.9 are the messages that I preached here. She's listening to them to my hearing. Listening to them on her own. Changing her life with those messages. If you are spiritual on the altar and carnal at home, it is not possible for anybody to listen to your message. The presence of God, number two, is unconditional love. Every husband here, hear me. Your wife should not just hear your love. Your wife should feel your love. You should touch the life of your wife with your love. Your husband, it is easier for women to love than men, actually. But your husband should feel your love. Your husband should be touched with your love. Whatsoever you want others to do for you, do for them. The Bible said in Matthew 7 and in verse 12. Listen to this. The best atmosphere for children to grow up in is the atmosphere of love. Love, love. Harmony between father and mother. Where children are breathing in fresh air. Not air of tension and insults. Our children are not permitted to quarrel with each other. In fact, they don't know what it means that me and this one are not talking to each other. Why? They didn't grow up seeing anything like that. They didn't grow up seeing father shouting on mother, mother replying back, or father in the room for days, or mother in the room for days. What happened? It's your father. It's your father. I don't know. You know there are families like that. Little boys, little girls are all around their mother, petting her. It's enough. And then they are buckling anger against the man. I've seen families where young men say, if you touch that woman again, it's me and you. That's boy talking to the father. When the children grow like that, they know what it means to be loved. So they know how to release love. Most people can't love because they never experienced it. They have never received, so they cannot give. But even if you didn't receive it, let a new generation start from you. Am I communicating? And it is not possible to love somebody and they are not aware. It's not possible. That my one young lady came, he brought a man. And I said, you like the man? Yes. Oh, you want to marry the man? Yes. And the man wants to marry? Yes. Do you love him? I don't know. She laughed first. Said, I don't know. I said, what? That is a danger. Danger day. That relationship did not work. She found someone that they loved each other mutually and they got married. It's not possible to love someone. Please, carry love into the marriage. Like Dr. Mr. Nature preached the other day, or myself, I can't remember who said this. Let that young lady in your life consider herself the luckiest woman on earth. Or man, as the case may be, because you are the one married to them. And because of the love they feel. Unconditional love. Hear this. Don't let outsiders feel your love more than your family. Because there are people who are nice to everybody until they reach home. When I'm on my way into the house, from the living room, everybody there is cracked up from the beginning. Daddy, just life. Unconditional love, carry it. Number three is perpetual joy. Please don't be intimidated by the words I'm using to qualify them. So you can say love, you can say joy. Be a joy factor. Wife, a joy factor. Husband, be a joy factor. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. Philippians chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. That is, you fill my mind with joy. Question. Husband. What does your wife feel when she remembers you? Headache. Migraine. Tension. Wife, what does your husband feel when he remembers you? Your remembrance should provoke joy, should bring joy into the life of that spouse of yours. Joy, not pain. Be a joy factor, a joy fountain. There are some wives and sometimes some husbands who were excited and excitable before they got married. And after they got married, the joy disappeared until they became the shadow of themselves. What an unuseful wife, unuseful husband. That will never be your portion. Any relationship that is putting your joy under pressure now, check it before you marry. Am I communicating? Any relationship that is putting your joy under pressure now, you are always quarreling, you are always tensed up, you are always pressured. Check it so you don't enter prison. In our place, they say, you will know a masquerade that can dance by the way he walks into the arena. That's my proverb anyway. He walks into the arena. You know the walk, the dancing steps of a masquerade, because the one that cannot dance is moving like this. The one that can dance, his walking step is a dance. He's calculating the step. You know he's a dancer. Because even he's walking to the beat of the drum. The other one has scatter step. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is how it is. A loving man, you can perceive him even from courtship. A brutal man, you are crying, say, stop shedding crocodile tear there. Crocodile tear. You will know him by the way. Now, like Dr. Mr. Nature said, all these things are not too late. If you have not brought the things we are talking about into your relationship already, make a deliberate decision that you will carry love. You will feel it until your wife, your husband, will thank you for loving her. Thank you for loving him. They will let it clear to you. And those who know them will know that you have loved them. Somebody say a loud amen. What do you bring into your home, number four? Restfulness and peace. Restfulness, peace. Your life should give the people of your life peace. Peace, rest. No stress. No harassment. Relaxation, no frustration. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 12. The Bible speaking concerning the Proverbs 31 woman. It said she will do him good all the not and not evil all the days of her life. There are people, you know, as a pastor, and I pastor married people, and pastor children that are also grown up. I receive messages. Some say, our mother is under permanent pressure in the hands of this man. Please pray for us. Pray for our family. We hear such things from matured grown-up children who are frustrated by some animal behavior of some men. Peace. Even if a lion arrives home in the bush, the cubs are running to meet him. Even lion plays with his younger ones. Am I communicating? Even tigers, even hyenas, he plays, they move and they play with each other. But we are talking about people who arrive and everywhere become tensed. Atmosphere changes on the spot. They are climatic changers. I'm sure you are hearing of climate change. They are they are major climate changers. Once they arrive, smiles must dry up. Relaxation must disappear. Even the animals in the house will feel it. If they have cat and dog. Oh, sorry, what can... Life is too short to live it in pressure. And you cannot put people under pressure without being under pressure yourself. It's not possible. You cannot put people under pressure until yourself you are under pressure. What does it mean? What does it mean? It says, it's far more profitable. When you are tensed, your potentials are fenced. The things that should come out of you are tied. They are fenced. Give your wife peace. Give your husband peace. And there are some people, it's the opposite. The man will stay outside until everybody falls asleep. Because by the time he arrives, the woman will jack his neck at the gate. Say, what do you think? You ran away yesterday from... Let's continue today. You ran away yesterday. I think you call yourself a man. See you. You are running. I think you call yourself a man. Between me and you, who is the man now? There are some wives that are more like knives. So you call yourself a man. You call yourself a man. Come, let us continue. Let's continue from where we stopped yesterday. Okay, you are thinking that the matter has finished. Praise the Lord. Give your husband rest. There are times he wants to rest his head. His boss harassed him from the office. That may not be the time to bring a list of what is needed in the house. Rest. You should make up your mind. How many of you know that most men have a lot of high blood pressure issues? And I'm sure you know it's a well-known statistic that most women outlive men. That's true. Because of pressure, tension. Women will talk and do many things with their pressure. A man will bottle it. Joy. Peace. Restfulness. Peace. When you leave here today, and if you are going to hear this message by tape, ask your wife, do I put you under pressure? Ask them. Tell them, any answer you tell me, I won't be angry. So they can say the truth. Ask your husband. I am your wife. Do I put you under pressure? And most men will tell you. Restfulness and peace. That was number four. Number five is respect, value, and honor. Bring respect, bring value, bring honor into your relationship. Into your relationship. Respect, honor, value for your wife. Respect, honor, value for your husband. Let your husband function in the highest level of honor. And let your wife have the highest level of respect and value because of you. Before everyone that is watching. Proverbs 31 verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates. That is a woman. Because of her actions. Give the husband such value. When he's seated among the elders of the land. Value. There are people who don't find anything bad in insulting their wife in front of everybody. You are not even meant to insult your wife in the bedroom. Not in front of everybody. And you know the worst one? Harassing that woman in front of the children, little children that she gave birth to. Little children that she respects. Say, look at you, useless woman. Liability woman. All you know to do is to eat and eat food. And eat somebody's money. Since I married you, what have you added to my life? That is the definition of uselessness of masculinity. Did anybody force you to marry the woman? I don't advocate divorce. But instead of killing anybody's child, return them to their father.
No value. Give your husband the value. There are those who went go to the office to report their husband to the boss, or go to the office to charge at the husband in front of all the workers.
I don't know. I don't mean to say that when the time comes and your husband does not hear word, that it is not possible to talk to those who can call him to order. That is possible. That is possible. And vice versa. But when you make your wife a subject of ridicule, your husband a subject of ridicule, all your friends, you have discussed your husband with them, and vice versa, that's not correct. Do you know, my mother respected my wife to the highest level, my family, my father, because of how I presented her to them. You know that what some people will do? Mama, this girl that I marry, I made mistake. That is, he's taking the girl to her mother-in-law. And most mother-in-law are already on edge. Because this boy that they love, another woman has entered his life. And he's taking the attention of their baby boy. Some of them are already on edge. And then you are now taking your wife to your mother. You are not, you are a bum boy. Bum boy. You need to carry feeding bottle. It is only bum boy that reports the problem from school to their mother. There are other avenues and channels to handle issues. And I'm not saying that your wife offends you or does things cannot be called to order. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are, okay, if you reported her to her own mother, it's better. Am I communicating? If you took the matter to her own mother or her own father, in the front of her mother and father, she can be naked and not be ashamed. I wanted to send to my mother money, provision. I gave it to my wife to give it to her. I'm the one buying the things, so I'm the one sending the money. But it's my wife passing it. So my mother will look and say, Kai, what did I do to God to bless me with this kind of girl? Not knowing that I'm the one sending the money. She did, not knowing that I'm sending the money, I'm sending the all the provision, sending everything. Say, give to her. I say, Mama, this is for this month. This is there anything you want me to get for you? Say, if I remember anything, I'll tell you. That was how it was. If I remember anything, I will tell you. Mama, the other thing that we've said, has he finished? Oh, not yet. Even that of last month is still there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I was the one, I deliberately did it so that her value can be high in their front. We have to be deliberate on these matters so that you can enjoy your life. If everybody comes to your house and they are talking their own because they perceive that your wife is a witch or your husband is a wizard, is it profitable for you? Honor, value. Not that you honor them and you can't correct. Till today I will correct, but till tomorrow. If you ask her, she will tell you. That is why she says, people shouldn't see my other side. She said, did I do anything wrong? I said, no. I am just incubating for the service. And my face is like a lion. Somebody say amen. I see success coming for somebody. There are those of us, after this night, you talk to your wife. I'm so sorry. If I have treated you shabbily, I'm sorry.
You talk to your husband. If I've behaved in ways that disrespected you, I am very, very sorry. It's not deliberate. Forgive me. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to walk in respect, to walk in value, and in honor in my relationships. Say aloud, amen. And let me say this now for singles. Anybody who doesn't honor you now, doesn't respect you and value you now, while you are in courtship, don't think that he will change overnight. And one of the things that can make you lose value now is premarital sex. That is immediate loss of value. You know when you drive a car from brand new Ford or whatever motors, that is Toyota brand new 000 mileage, when you drive it to area one, the value has dropped automatic. You haven't driven it far. That's immediate loss. So if he doesn't value you now, don't think that anything will change and make him value you overnight. So just be careful with that. Respect, value, honor. Number six is help, support, assistance. You are to be the greatest help, greatest support, greatest assistance to your wife or to your husband. Of anybody who can help her, anybody who can help him. Genesis 2:18. The Bible said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a help meet for him. What am I talking about? Your life should constitute the major contribution to your wife's life or your husband's life. Her destiny, her assignment. There are people who are the greatest hindrance to the woman. The greatest hindrance to the husband, to the man. Don't be a setback. Don't be a limitation. Examples communicate principles. That is why I talk. At times we use our examples. God knows that how much of the best I brought out of my wife. And vice versa. There are some in competition with their husband and wife. This woman is becoming very popular, very prominent, businesswoman. And then they become very, very jealous and intimidated. No, you are to help. Your wife should see you as her greatest support system, support. Your husband should see you as his greatest support in life, on earth, in everything. Number seven, are you still following? What are we to bring into the relationship? Seven, friendship, companionship. It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helpmate. Friendship, companionship. There are many people who are married today, but they are still alone. It's not good for the man to be alone, but the man is still alone. The woman is still alone. Inside the marriage, they are alone. Why? Because the husband is nowhere to be found. The man is nowhere to be found. Other people occupy their life. Other people occupy their time. Money, something occupy them. Can I tell you the brutal truth? If the best friend you have on earth is not your wife, something is wrong. Either with you or with her. Maybe her character made it impossible for you to be friendly. Maybe you discuss confidential things with her and other people are hearing it. So you are finding it difficult to be friends. That's why I say something is wrong. Either with you or with her. Apart from God in heaven, if there is someone else closer to you than your wife, something is wrong. Someone else closer to you than your husband, something is wrong. Somebody say amen. Companionship, friendship. Don't be there and your wife is lonely. That is failure. You are failing. Don't be there and your husband is lonely. That is a proof of failure. Failure. You are failing. Friendship. When was the last time your wife considered you her friend? When was the last time you just sat down to gist? general gisting. Hi, I read something the other day. I laughed. Should I send it to you? I saw it too. In fact, wonders will never end. Genuine laugh. Oh. You know, if I should ask some men, what I'm talking about now has not happened in the last 5 years. Sit down with a woman to talk what? Only thing is bring food. Only thing is children's school fees. Only thing is midnight visitation. That was not my emo. Hallelujah. When we're in North America, I was praying for some white people, Spanish people. The father fell under the anointing. Fell under the unction. The mother fell under the unction. The little boy fell under association. Once he saw that the mother fell and the father fell, he looked around. Then he arranged himself on the ground. He didn't fall violently, he just arranged himself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor, say, be friendly. Be friendly. That is why a man that will have friends should show himself friendly. That is the basis of why we said, if God gives you a friend and you marry your friend, the best person you can marry is your friend. Somebody who is already friendly with you. And it is scriptural. A man that will have friends must show himself friendly. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, by next year I'm married for 30 years. What is next year? Next year, April, I'll be married for 30 years. Not that I am 30 years myself. Even don't be deceived by the way I'm looking. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I can tell you who have not married even for 3 years. That you can marry and just watch who you are married. Is he friendly? He can't become friendly overnight. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Friendship and companionship. Just ensure that you create that atmosphere of friendliness. Let friendship happen. Chill out time. As busy as we are, we have time to sit, dine, talk, share things apart from James chapter 5. Yes. And finally, number 8 is wisdom and counsel. Wisdom and counsel. Wisdom and counsel. One of the things every man or every woman should bring into a home, into a relationship, is wisdom. It's counsel. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Proverbs 24, verse 3. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. Bring wisdom into your relationship. Bring counsel into your relationship. Quality advice into your home. The Proverbs 31 woman in verse 26, the Bible spoke of her wisdom. Proverbs 31 verse 26, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Now, when I say wisdom and counsel, please note that I'm not talking of rebuke.
Because no matter how wise your counsel is, if it comes in form of a rebuke, it will be resented. I'm not talking of rebuke. I'm not talking of condemnation. I'm talking of counsel, wisdom, that came in love. Something like, honey, I think you are so restless, you are overworking yourself too much. I want you to sleep on time today. Is that possible? Yes, make it possible. Sleep on time. Sleep on time. Counsel. I think you are congested with so and so much. Count, just call. That is, you have the interest of the other person in your heart. Counsel, advice on how to do better in life, do better in God. Again, not packaged in rebuke and condemnation. One woman told me some time ago, he said, after they leave church, when they come home, another service will start. Where husband will open the same passage that was preaching church. I said, okay, you heard what was said. Can you see that it was as if the pastor knew what we are passing through? Particularly you. That phrase he mentioned, don't you think, how do you see it? It was you direct. That action will make Madame forget the whole message. That's not the kind of thing I'm talking about. Talking of love actions. Okay, you fell before. Let me look for another person. I'm talking of love actions. I'm talking of constructive instructions, admonitions. You will do well. But I think that maybe Madame is doing a postgraduate. I think you are not having enough time to read. I don't want you to fail. Please, take 2 hours a day. Let me assist you do other things. That kind of thing. Counsel. Wisdom. You are doing your best to make sure that this person in your life is the envy of her world. That no devil man or woman will curse you or hate you because they see how harassed your wife is or your husband is. But everybody will look at your wife, and the next question is, who can be the husband of this woman? Or vice versa. You will do well. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That first message that Dr. Misenenche preached, and this second message is in 2 parts. One for the singles, and then the next one for the married. Please, I'd like you to spread it and share it, both for singles and for married people. I have a great burden for marriages. The burden is so many people are harassed. Wives under unnecessary harassment. Husbands under unnecessary harassment. So harassed. Tension. My greatest challenge is the children that are there, bearing the brunt of family and marital hostility. Tension. I've seen children who say, one young girl told me the other day, I said, she was having problem, and I said to her, just ensure, and I began to talk to about marriage. She said, no, I will not be married. Say, no, I can never be married. I will not be married. I say, why? She said, well, see the house now. What am I marrying for? She grew up and saw the brutal nature of her father, saw the torment her mother passed through, and all manner of family crisis. She said, no need to marry. How many young children have grown up with such opinion? And then how many boys are learning bad ways to be a father? As they are seeing their father molest their mother, humiliate their mother, they are growing up, and consciously or unconsciously, it is inside them. They get married and begin to reproduce the failures of their father and reproduce the tragedies of their lineage. That is why these things must be corrected. We are going to take only 5 minutes to pray. And once we have prayed, we are through. Again, we are sorry for the short notice for this meeting. Next one, we'll have adequate notice. And then, trust God,
that lives will be changed. Lift your hands and your voice and thank the Lord for the word tonight. Say, Father.
Father.
Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To do your will.
To do your will.
To fulfill your purpose.
To fulfill your purpose.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To do it well.
To do it well.
Father.
Father.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me tonight.
To me tonight.
I receive the grace. To do it well. To fulfill your purpose. I receive that grace. Now. Open your mouth and speak to God. Hold the hand of someone near you and pray for the person whose hands you are holding and say, Father, give this your child the grace to do it well. The grace to do it well. Open your mouth and pray right now. Jesus, lift up your hands. I want to call Dr. Mr. Nature. I want to pray for you. Every little help that God has given us, want that help. Help in getting married. Help in marrying the right person. Help in overcoming any pressure of life to have a marriage that is free of tension and pressure. I'm going to pray. And everything that is a problem within marriages, sickness of children, fruitfulness, issues of financial shortage, husband out of work, and those kind of diverse issues, we'll trust God to address them. Lift your hands everywhere you are. While we do that, in case you think there's anything that may hinder your prayer, maybe you have not given your life to Christ, you need your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day in your life, please quickly step forward here. Carry your Bibles and bags. Step to the front here so that you can receive your own prayer right in the front here. Pastor, I need to surrender my life to Jesus. I need my sins forgiven. I need Jesus to be Lord over my life. You are like that in this place. In need of surrender. In need of forgiveness. In need of mercy. Quickly step forward here and we shall be praying for you. I'll give you the count of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God bless you.
While that count is on, maybe you are bound by an addiction. Please, as you come, come with your Bibles or your bags. God bless you. You are bound by an addiction. Smoking, drinking, lesbianism, masturbation, womanizing, prostitution, drinking, alcoholism, Indian hemp. Anything that is a lifestyle you are not happy with, and you want God to set you free from such a lifestyle, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step forward here as well, and we shall be praying for you. God bless you. Keep coming.
I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day.
Place your hand on your chest. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today is my decision to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God be released for you. In Jesus' name, amen.